Long story short.
When you think of hunting, you probably think of a couple of blokes in the bush with rifles shooting things.
Yep.
Around Australia, including Darwin, some people are now replacing guns with bow and arrows.
Like Robin Hood.
You know, put an arrow in, draw it back. Bow and arrows.
Mike Commode found out all about it.
There's a good old quote. I forget who said it, but it was, I don't hunt to kill, I kill to have hunted.
This is Josh. He's 26, lives in a place called Gunn, about 30 minutes south of Darwin. He looks a bit like Woody Harrelson when he was younger. He likes fishing, bikes.
I ride road bikes. I got a Harley Davidson.
Other bikes.
Sports bikes, dirt bikes, quad bikes. Anything pretty much outdoors, I like getting out there and giving it a go.
But it's his tattoos that tell you what he's been really into over the past couple of years. There's a buffalo on his chest, a boar skull on his arm. On his shoulder, there's a man in a hat and boots, crouched on one knee. He's about to shoot a bear. Not with a gun, but with a bow and arrow.
All our ancestors used to do it. It's been done from the dawn of time.
Well, it's not new. Bow hunting has undergone a slow sort of renaissance since the middle of last century, and there are dozens of clubs dotted across Australia. The Darwin Top End Bow Hunters Club is one. It's about half an hour from the city, and Josh is a member. Heading south on the Stuart Highway, you take a left at Bow Hunters Road. You go under the foreboding arch with the giant arrows and buffalo head in the middle. Bump down a dirt track past the swamp, and you're there. The brochure says the place used to be a quarry for the army, then for some years the home of now-defunct nudist group, the Darwin Sun Club. There's a shed with a bar, faded photos on the wall of trophy shots, a couch and TV, and a small beer garden outside. Across the lawn, there's a target with lots of little nicks in it that's reserved purely for knife throwing. The brochure reminds newcomers, in big, bold type, that only feral species can be legally targeted by archers. It's Sunday morning, and of the 30-ish members here, the male-to-female ratio is something like 10 to 1. There are arrows and bows strewn across the picnic tables. I spot one of the few women here wearing a T-shirt that says, "Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for I shoot recurve." Recurve?
Yeah, well, most of the time you only get one shot.
This is Josh again, the tattoo guy.
Because you could imagine if you're hunting in some pretty sort of thick scrub and you might get that window of opportunity to get that shot and you take that one shot, and as soon as you take that shot, it's not like the animal just flops over on its side and dies, you know, like instantaneous. That just doesn't happen. So you might take that shot and it'll dart off in the bush. You don't get another shot. So it's not always going to be perfect. I've had a couple where I've, put the arrow just a pinch too high, and it's taken just a little bit longer. But most of the animals that I've hit, I've usually put down. I've had a couple that I've cleaned, missed. Pulled your bow back and settled in and everything's nice, and then just because of the pressure of being that close, and you've stalked in and they get what you call buck fever, and you just completely miss the target.
So tread carefully. Some bits are further ankle deep water out there. So just a staggered start, so you can all start with target one.
The groups head out and all start taking turns shooting these fake 3D animal targets scattered through the bush of the 55-acre grounds. A few people have these Robin Hood-style bows made mostly of wood, some of which, I'm told, are called recurves. But most have these mean-looking metal things with pulleys and sights that seem like they'd be right up Batman's alley in terms of aesthetics. For some people, this is plain target archery. For others, it's practice for the real deal. A chance to hone skills for the purpose of dispatching real animals, mostly feral pigs and buffalo.
So the idea is, if you're going to hard shoot him, is hit him about a third of the way up his body from the bottom of his chest and up, straight up his front leg. So this shot's about 33 metres. That's missed, it's low.
This is Shane.
Shane Yates, originally from Melbourne, been hunting for about 25 years now, in my mid-40s.
Shane tells me these social sessions won't teach you how to stalk an animal, but where to shoot it when you find one. The targets are made of this dense foam. They have these three zones, A, B, and C.
We come down to practice, and these zones are representative of where the animal's vital organs are. For example, the A zone is the zone you want to hit all the time, because it represents how you're shooting as an accuracy, and also it represents that you know where the vital organs on the animal are, and if you hit that properly, then the animal should feel no pain at all and expire within maybe a matter of seconds. Yep. At the end of the day, we end up having a bit of fun, but the serious hunters want to hit that A zone every shot, because when they're in the bush, they don't want to chase animals, they don't want to wound animals, and we don't want to lose gear.
In practice, if you hit the C zone, you've just hit an animal in the leg, or head, or back, or guts, which means a wound, not a fast kill. A heart and lungs A shot, on the other hand, will cause sudden hemorrhaging, asphyxiation, and death. Gut shots, I find out, which could be B's or C's, are sometimes referred to as smelly shots. One of the quirks of these targets is that they're made in the US, and the wildlife doesn't really match the feral species targeted here. So as well as foam pigs, these guys are shooting at wolverines, raccoons, and these big American turkeys. I find out the company that makes these also sells giant mosquitoes and mini stegosauruses. I guess it doesn't really matter that the existence of Stegosaurus preceded the invention of the bow and arrow by like 150 million years. As the groups move from target to target, I meet an older couple, John and Karen.
Originally from Queensland, been hunting probably six years. So I thought I was a rifle shooter before that. You know, rifle guys tend to brag how far they shot from, you know, whereas the bow hunters tend to brag about how close they got before they took a shot, you know. I suppose the attraction of bow hunting is actual hunt. You know, the kill's not as important, and you won't always get one, you know, but you still enjoy the hunt.
Karen has an ornate carved wooden bow that looks like a real work of art. She's the one wearing that T-shirt.
I'm the most probably impatient person in the world until it comes to bow hunting. Like, yeah, I know I have to just, you know, if it takes me 2 hours to walk from there to there, I'll do it.
Yeah.
So it's probably the best thing for me. It calms me right down. So, like, in life now, I want things done yesterday, but as soon as I put that camo on, it's different mode.
The camo calms you down.
Yeah. But yeah, I think you do need that temperament, but
yeah. How was that?
Oh, I did it.
I asked John whether he thinks bow hunting is an ethical way to hunt.
I think any sport that any hunting sport that produces a quick, clean kill is ethical. And I think ethics are a very personal choice. What some people find acceptable, some don't. But that's our choice. We turn away a lot of shots that we probably could have took, but we'd rather, you know, we strive for a one-arrow kill, and it's quick and it's clean. You know, some guys like to hit the middle all the time and like to hit every animal they chase, and that's their thing, you know. Again, for us, not so much.
When it comes to the potential for animals to suffer, the RSPCA actually sides with guns over bows, arguing that between the two, bullets kill faster and less painfully. Shane, though, like Josh and most here, is adamant that while a bullet in the head is faster than an arrow in the heart, a bad arrow shot will heal more cleanly and less painfully than a misfired bullet.
In that, if it runs 100 metres, it's fine. And the arrow, it's got a pretty ordinary cut in it, but it's not like a bullet where it gets those bones and organs smashed.
Yeah.
So it either cuts it and it'll either die on the spot, but it'll to live forever. So that's the beauty of a bow.
Okay. What? So it's rare for an arrow to go in something and for it to go through this big, long, painful death.
Yeah. No, it won't. The arrow will work its way out, or the body will just seal the wound over it. They're especially tough animals. So they've got to be tough to survive.
I'm taught many things down the end of Bow Hunter's Road. That many boars are shot for their tusks, even though the good tusks come from old pigs that you can't eat. That a buffalo has 70 litres of blood, most of which it needs to lose to die. That an arrow can travel at speeds of over 100 metres per second. But there's another thing that I kind of want to know. Shooting the arrow, you know, knowing that you're gonna kill it. Is that hard at all?
For me, no. I don't find it difficult. You know, all my life sort of thing. I grew up on a farm environment. So, you know, taking the life of an animal has, you know, been sort of in my life for a fair while. Same deal, I used to work in an abattoir, and you sort of get a bit immune to seeing it, I guess. I still feel a lot of respect and stuff for the animals. As much as I've hunted animals through my life, I've also raised and taken care of a lot of orphaned wildlife and stuff like that. Like, we used to raise baby kangaroos and possums and stuff growing up. You know, I've got pets at home, so I do love animals, and to see them go is, yeah, it's just how it is, I guess.
Before too long, the water over the top end will recede and the season for hunting will begin. For top end bow hunters, it'll be time again to move softly through the bush, calm in camo, killing to have hunted.
Mike Commode in Darwin.
Long story short,